USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic Alabama state senator is now sponsoring a bill that would repeal the state's abortion ban that passed last week, which makes performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony unless the mother's health is in danger. Yesterday, hundreds of rallies in favor of abortion rights were held in communities nationwide. One such rally in Maryland, Diana Phillip of Pro-Choice Maryland says,
"We should be concerned that mothers, daughters, and sisters all throughout our land are being challenged for the idea that they can't access the full spectrum of reproductive health care. We need to be concerned for all the states, not just Maryland."
As more House Democrats push to open impeachment proceedings against President Trump, Speaker Nancy Pelosi will discuss the issue with her caucus this morning. She's been cool to the idea of preferring aggressive investigations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Trump administration officials briefing lawmakers on Capitol Hill about the rising tensions with Iran. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains what they discussed.
We walked through our efforts and our ultimate objective over the past days, which has been to deter Iran.
Also meeting with them, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
I walked them through what the Department of Defense has been doing since May 3rd when we received credible intelligence about threats to our interests in the Middle East and to American forces.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Severe weather that's been slamming a broad stretch of the country, now blamed for at least three deaths. That storm system killing at least two people in Missouri, one in Oklahoma, as rain, flooding, hail, and dozens of tornadoes continue and will continue in that region today. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A county executive in New York State is asking President Trump for help with the measles outbreak. Rockland County's Ed Day wants the president to issue an executive order requiring visitors from abroad to produce their vaccination records before they can be admitted to the United States. There have now been 233 confirmed measles cases in Rockland County alone since last October. Day says the outbreak began with seven infected people, some of whom were exposed to measles in Israel. Health officials say there were another 41 cases last week nationwide, bringing the national total to 880 for the year, and that's the worst year for the disease since 1994. Chevrolet is bringing back the seatbelt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seatbelt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse. And NASA's inviting us to go to Mars. Well, sort of. The space agency's offering people a chance to have their names stenciled on chips that will be part of a new Mars rover that will be flying to the Red Planet next year. More than 2 million names flew on NASA's InSight Mars mission last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.